You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Today we conclude our series, The Awakening Process. As we look at those writers and thinkers who in prior generations came to realize an ominous fact and sought to warn us. They warned us that we of European descent are dealing with a power, the Jewish power structure, as our primary opponent in our struggle to survive, and they showed us that this power structure is more than just a band of unpleasant invaders from the Middle East, more than just a gang of clever swindlers, far more than just a peculiar and odious religion, more than just a cohesive ethnic group and competitor, but an entirely different kind of being, though in human form, a highly evolved, specialized, literal, biological parasite with all the danger and horror that that implies. As I said last week, a good preparation for beginners would be for them to read or listen to my series, It's All Biological, which is archived right here on nationalvanguard.org. Sometimes these writers of the awakening make an analogy between the biological parasite and the legend of the vampire. Such a comparison is apt. Both the vampire of legend and the biological parasite of reality often suck the blood of their victims. In the case of the Jewish power structure, it is mostly the wealth and productivity of the victim/host that is so sucked. Through fractional reserve banking, plain usury, taxation of whites and subventions for Jews, and other swindles. But accusations that some Jews engage in actual blood rituals persist in the historical record and even to this day. Do a search on bloody mattresses seen in Jeffrey Epstein's quote-unquote temple for one contemporary example. Both the vampire and the biological parasite keep the victim alive for quite some time as he or she is being bled and eaten upon. Both the vampire and the biological parasite can pervert or change the personality or soul of the victim. The vampire's victims can become vampires themselves. Some parasites alter the brain structure of their hosts and change their behavior, sometimes even making them suicidal. And Jews use mass media and other means, perhaps even some means of which we are not yet aware, to change the perceptions, views, and behavior of their hosts as well. Some Jews have even perceived and publicly admitted their race's parasitism. The Jewish Marxist J. Chekhov wrote that he hoped that socialism would erase his people's parasitic behavior. Quote, "The Jewish parasitism, that it would be childish to deny, will disappear with all the other parasitisms." Close quote. The Zionist Jew A.D. Gordon expressed his hope in 1952 that Jews in Israel would start to participate in production themselves and abandon their domination of non-Jews, which he referred to as, quote, national parasitism, close quote. The German leader and martyr Adolf Hitler, who now stands as one of the great spiritual leaders of all human history, was building and expanding the awakening when he wrote in the 1920s that Jews were, quote, only a parasite inside the body of other peoples, close quote, adding that the normal peoples of this earth feed upon the soil, but that we ourselves are the feeding soil of the Jews, who are always looking for new peoples, for new feeding soil to eat upon, since they inevitably either ruin their host or enrage him and are expelled, as they have been expelled hundreds of times throughout history. Hitler wrote, quote, "He remains the eternal parasite, a user who, like a terrible bacillus, spreads out more and more as soon as a favorable medium invites him to do so. Wherever he appears, the host nation falls into decay sooner or later." Close quote. The victims, Hitler said, experience the parasite's, quote, "mere existence as a calamity, like the plague," close quote, and needed to defend themselves, quote, "in order to ward off this scourge of God," close quote. The parasite, he said, quote, "eats into," close quote, the victim, and can be described as a, quote, "eternal leech," close quote. "A parasite can live in no other way," Hitler observes, quote, "no persecution can deter him from his way of exploiting mankind," close quote. The wealth the Jews extract from the host people through usury and other means was analogous to blood, quote, "a veritable bloodsucker who attaches himself to the body of the unfortunate people and cannot be removed until the princes themselves need money once again and in person tap the blood he has sucked in before," close quote. Arthur Schickedanz writes in his influential 1927 book, Social Parasitism in the Life of Nations, that Jews are not a normal race and are, in fact, quote, "the opposite of the ideal of an unchanging race and are therefore an anti-race," close quote. He adds, quote, "it was not the Homo capitalisticus, but the Homo parasiticus who under the cloak of money transactions has swollen into the Homo paralyticus for his European host nations," close quote. He states that the Jews are, quote, "instinctively bound together as a parasitic anti-race. Judaism is an irresistibly progressing social parasite, which, a unique incident in the whole realm of nature,
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow. The flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.